Thomas Harding joins us. MLB.com. He covers the Colorado Rockies. Thomas, we always enjoy having you on here live at the Public House. Rockies may be one of the surprise teams of the National League, and they looks like they may have some traction here that they can hold on.
Yeah, and the interesting thing about how the Rockies have started the year is that they have a lot of injuries right now. I mean, John Gray getting hurt here was the latest of them, but missing Chad Bettis undergoing cancer treatment at the start of the year. So that's two of your five starters, but they're still holding up pretty well. The lineup is doing well, and they have a very good bullpen right now, so that's why they're hanging into this thing early.
Well, how would you grade Bud Black and his work with the rotation and the pen so far?
I'll tell you what, I like what I've seen from him, and it's something I'm going to be writing about on MLB.com coming up. The fact that being a former pitcher, it's a little bit different. There's a different flow of information during a game that you don't see from most managers. Sometimes you'll see it from catcher to catcher, but from catcher to from manager to pitcher, manager to catcher, there's really a lot going on in the dugout there, and I like what I'm seeing. I mean, I've heard that from other situations I've been involved with, their pitchers don't want to be talked to a lot during the game. But when Bud Black's speaking to you, it's different because there's a credibility in it.
Boy, tell us about Antonio Senzatela.
Yeah.
22 years old, out of Venezuela. He spring training, not so hot. But certainly during the season, his couple of starts in Milwaukee and San Diego very well.
Well, actually, in spring training, after the first couple that were a little bit off, he went out and won himself a job here. And actually, after watching that team last year, and we were talking about all the prospects that were coming, Gray, they had Eddie Butler at the time, Jeff Hoffman, I thought he had the best arm in the Rockies system, a kid they signed at age 16 out of Venezuela. And he throws a fastball, and he pounds that fastball, and he throws it to all four quadrants of the strike zone, and even five, I guess, when you throw low. If it's not a quadrant, if it's five, what is it, a quintrant? I'm not sure exactly.
A pentrant? A pentagon? What would
it be? Well, let's call it the pentagons of the strike zone. Man, that sounds very efficient. He throws to the pentagon.
Well, Tyler Chatwood, I mean, I obviously want to learn about the Venezuelan, and we'll see him today perform at AT&T. But Tyler Chatwood, maybe I have slept on his career. I know he had the two Tommy Johns, but yesterday, I mean, he was shoving it right at the Giants, and that was impressive to watch.
Yes, he was, and I think that was the best we've seen him since the Tommy John surgery. He had one at age 16, one a couple of years. I guess it was 3 years ago. And it took almost 2 years to come back from it. But what's happened is he's gained confidence in his curveball, which was a very good pitch for him before the Tommy John surgery a few years ago. And he used that curveball smartly yesterday.
Yeah.
He's the type that really likes to attack with his power stuff, whether it's a fastball or a slider or a cutter. But he actually used the curveball as an off-speed pitch. He also has a changeup. This guy, the quality of his pitches are very good. Listen, before yesterday, you looked at the 6-plus ERA, but actually, if you took away about three or four pitches and a couple to Will Myers, who I'm convinced owns the Colorado Rockies, this guy was throwing as well as anybody in baseball, but because it was a small sample size and a few mistakes, the ERA was way up there. What he did yesterday was not make those mistakes, and you saw what happened.
And he's got top-of-the-rotation stuff.
Yeah,
Thomas Harding, MLB.com. He covers the Rockies, so always good to see him out here. Buddy Black, I know we just touched on him. Pat asked a good question about him. And when I saw him the other day, I said, boy, you're going to get a nice ovation out here. I think people in San Francisco like he's from the Bay Area.
Yeah.
Still have a good feeling about him. Then he started arguing the balk calls. And boy, 42,000 turned on him in a second and started booing him. What did he say about those balk calls? What was his argument on that?
Well, he doesn't believe they're balks. He's seen the Tyler Anderson move, and it's the same move as last year. Listen, last year he did get called for three balks in 19 starts. He got called for a balk in his Major League debut, and I think part of it, there may be some unfamiliarity with his style. That move is close to a balk. The first one I thought was a balk because there was a lot of lean toward home plate, but I think he's always going to be borderline. He's a lefty who likes to hold runners close. And my discussions with the pitching coach, Steve Foster. Now, Anderson can pick people off, and he has a pretty good record of doing so, but really the pickoff move is to hold that guy close so you can get that double play. He likes to throw that changeup and try to get you to roll over it on the ground. So it's going to be a part of his game. Now, will Box be a part of his game? We'll see what happens. Bud Black said that he'll be looking to see what other umpires interpret as a balk for people. Yeah.
Was he going after, or was he disputing the balk on Anderson and that weird, I think Ray Woodson described it as a duck, kind of shaking the water off his foot?
Was he saying, hey, you called on
my guy, right. You better call it on Cueto.
Exactly. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah, exactly.
It's if you're going to call it on my guy, you're going to have to call Johnny Cueto for balks. Mm. Although, I will say this, being an observer of Johnny Cueto, talking about a guy that owns the Colorado Rockies, man.
Yeah.
But when I watch him pitch, it's really hard to tell when he balks because, frankly, there hardly is anybody on base against the Rockies. They have a hard time getting on base for him to balk.
Yeah. What about Nolan Arenado against the Giants?
Wow.
Yes. And yesterday was another one of those days. You know, he makes that barehand pickup, throws out Eduardo Nunez, comes up the next inning, blasts a home run, and that kind of allows a Tyler Chatwood to kind of breathe easier and gets the team going. I mean, now one day Nolan Arenado is going to hit for the cycle. I don't know what's going to happen in the outfield, though. He's not the best runner in the world, but somehow he's going to get a triple. I actually thought it was going to be yesterday because in the game back home against San Diego the other day, he had an opposite way home run, which I think was like the fourth since 2015. So I'm thinking, hey, maybe he'll look at that triples alley and see if he can't hit the ball there.
There is no excuse today for Nolan Arenado to get a big hit against the Giants. I'm sorry. If you're the Giants today, you pitch him away, you hit him, you throw it in the dirt, you roll it up there, you intentionally walk him. You cannot let this man beat you today.
Well, two things about that. Number one, when you look at his record, pitches off the plate, he hits them as well as anybody, especially the inside pitches. And the other, it's his 26th birthday. I mean, he may have some birthday magic, whether they could throw the ball in the dugout and he may be able to hit it. It's his birthday.
Oh, is it his birthday?
Yeah, 26th.
Okay.
Well, it's Bruce Bochy's birthday, too.
62, reverse numbers.
Reverse numbers. And if I'm Nolan Arenado and I look at the schedule, I want to always celebrate my birthday here if it's not at Coors Field.
No doubt.
How about his brother is in the organization
as
well, Jonah.
Hey, what about this Greg Holland pickup? I mean, first and foremost, you have a pitcher, a former pitcher, come in and manage the Rockies. And then you have a big-time closer who's coming off an injury decide to go and pitch in Denver, and so far so good.
Yeah, that was huge for them because if you look at it, Greg Holland, the way he pitched for the Kansas City Royals, if he weren't coming off of surgery and hadn't missed a year, there is no way in the world the Rockies would have signed him. So this dropped into their lap. And I remember when he had his showcase back in November in Scottsdale, and I read these reports about, oh, he's not throwing 90 miles an hour. Well, my question is, if you threw 97 and you had Tommy John surgery and the season isn't for a few months, why in the world would you do that just to show you could at that point? He showed that he was healthy, and the Rockies stayed on him. Steve Foster, the pitching coach, worked with him in Kansas City when he broke in as a rookie. Darren Holmes, the bullpen coach, happens to live in Asheville, North Carolina, where he lives. He's got friends in Denver. It all came together for the Rockies, and the way the contract was, I think it was a $7 million guarantee, but if he reaches these easy-to-reach incentives, it's a $15 million guarantee. And also, he has a player option for next season for something like $13, $15 million. So really what happens is he got the early part of that Mark Melanson contract, and the Rockies didn't have to go 3-4 years, 60-some million, or the 80-some million that Jansen and Chapman got.
It all makes sense. Isn't it beautiful about baseball when you peel the onion back, you figure out why someone ends up somewhere. It all connects. It all makes sense. It's not random.
Yeah.
Life is not random in baseball. It all is connected. Thomas, great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for hustling out here. I know that everything was sort of pushed back a little bit with the rain today. Love talking to you. We'll call you next weekend. Obviously, the Giants in Colorado. We'll have you on next weekend.
Who knows what I'll be doing. Maybe I won't be shopping for toilets at the Home Depot before.
We usually catch them on Saturday's day off. I catch them at Home Depot. So we'll talk to you before you get to Home Depot.
All right.
Thanks,
Thank
Thomas.
You so much. Thomas Harding, MLB.com, does a great job covering the Rockies.